I'm Chandra Tharp, and today we're on the job with Linda Brindle. Linda is a published author of 5 books. So first, Linda, how long have you been writing?
I started writing seriously probably in about 2010.
When you are actively working on writing a book, what does your typical day look like?
I don't really have a schedule when I write. I'm not that disciplined. I just usually do whatever I've got to do that day, and I do more of my writing in the evening. I just sit down at the laptop, and I get finished with my routine for the day, and I sit in the living room with the TV on, and I just shut everything out and write.
Then maybe talk a little bit more about what you have to do in order to prepare for your writing, researching, or how you come up with your topics.
Well, the first one, the memoirs about mom and caregiving, those arose from a journal. We had taken a 7-week RV trip and took mom and dad, both of whom had Alzheimer's, with us. And I kept a personal journal of the trip, and that turned into a book. When I wrote my novels, I had to do a good deal of research because I was writing about child trafficking. I was writing about arrests, things that were well beyond my experience. So I talked to people. I have a friend who is an ex-police officer, and he worked in Vice, and he was very gracious to answer a lot of my questions. I have a cousin who is an attorney in Child Protective Services, so she helped me a great deal. And then Google is a wealth of information about anything like that. So I would write down and I would take notes and plug them into my manuscript and highlight them so I knew where they were. And then as I came to that part of the story, I would refer to my notes to get the story more accurate and carry on that way.
What qualifications or qualities do you think someone would need to be an author?
Most authors I know write because they have to. They have words that have to come out and they just cannot stop writing. So that's the main thing. If you have to have a passion to write, and then you have to be willing to have a lot of alone time because it's a lonely job. You sit by yourself in your own thoughts most of the time. Then you have to realize that writing is just the first part of it. Marketing, you have to be computer literate. You have to do a lot of research to find out how to publish and decide whether you want to go traditional or whether you want to go hybrid or whether you want to go self-publishing. And then that's a completely new learning cycle in itself. So you have to be determined, I guess, as much as anything. And then you have to have thick skin because people are going to criticize what you do no matter how good it is.
What do you feel is the hardest part of the job?
The writing is, it's challenging because you want to get it right, but that part you can control. And getting someone to buy it is very difficult now because publishing is going more digital. Print books are going away. There are 5 major publishers now. Where they used to publish maybe 12 to 15 titles a year, they do maybe 4 or 5 a year. So to be one of those in the majors is very difficult. There are lots of small publishers, but even if you get published by a small publisher, you're going to have to do the bulk of the marketing yourself through your media, your social media.
What do you feel is one of the most rewarding things about becoming an author?
One of the most rewarding things to me is when I know that my words have touched someone. When they come up and say, your book helped me so much because I thought I was the only one going through this. Or when they say that you had just the right words at just the right time, it really helped me through a hard spot. And I know that I've touched someone, then I know I've succeeded.
On the job with published author Linda Brindle.